Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, June 4th, 2025.
Yeah. It'll be Juneteenth before you know it.
Shoot. It'll be the 4th. Oh, my God, a month from today. Oh, my God.
Yeah, 4th is... Was it's backed up to a weekend. I think it's on a Friday, right?
Let's look together.
Oh, if you work at a bank, you know you're counting it down.
Oh, if you work anywhere in the South, especially if you're working at a textile mill. I'm just kidding. It is a Friday. Hell yeah. Oh, let me scroll through and see if something else while I'm looking at the calendar. I've got out the official calendar, everyone. I'm going to peer into the future and look at something and see. Okay. Our next opportunity for a Friday the 13th is not till February of next year.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why is it seems like that's been the last two or three, like it's been in the winter. The winter.
Is it, how does that work? Is it consistent?
I think a leap year kind of screws it up, right?
Yeah, what is that about anyway?
It's like people in Jackie Lee, nobody really knows how old he is because he's a leap year baby.
Like, I really don't.
That's right.
I really don't. I don't know how many we normally have a year. Like, I feel like when I was a kid, it was only once a year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it might.
Or happen more often.
Or, like, in the summer, you just didn't pay attention at all to know what day it was.
Not when you're a kid, no.
No. Yeah, everything like, kind of blended together.
Yeah, some summertime. You didn't care.
Do you feel like we just had a moment before the show?
Yes.
That some people have to where if you're like talking this, about something with somebody.
And you can tell that it's going to be like passionately disagreed upon.
Oh, yeah,
you
it's going to
walk away from it.
It's going to build. Well, no, like something bigger interrupts it. And you get sidetracked, which was, you know, the opening of the show.
Oh, yes.
Which is cool.
Well, no, I enjoy the opening of the show.
Because this is something we could talk about if we wanted to on the show. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Just a major difference of opinion.
Well, it was... What started it off? Now here's the big question.
Huge.
I know what we were talking about, but why we started talking about that, I won't be able to remember. Like, I can't.
Yeah, I didn't track it back that far.
It was basically just like talking about if you order food to go.
I remember exactly what it was. Now.
Okay, so what made us start talking about that?
We're talking about how bad the last season of the Gemstones was.
Okay, yes. Yes.
And we compared it to, like, food that...
Okay, I know what eventually started it. Because you said, you know what would be a boring job? And I was like, what's
yes,
that? And
he's
laying foundations on homes. That would be the most boring job in the world.
Like, you might be good at it, and it might be easy, but it's got to be boring, right?
Down deep it has to be. Unless you, like, you know, one of those people like burying, you know, capstones and things.
But you can't do
cornerstones.
Like, you can't do it in a day, right?
You know, they build apartment complexes in Greenville in like 2 weeks now.
You got to jack up a house. It's going to take, I'm guessing, a couple days at least.
Those are the people that, like, you know, they waterproof and they do things for
it's very
skyscraping needed. And it's monotonous. But maybe they
skyscraping.
Don't.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to have any interaction with their coworkers, and they just want to listen to music and just kind of go through the day.
Wouldn't it be fun if you just sit there listening to us going, an excavator. Yes, your excavator. Hey, dirt, see you later.
They got to go under houses.
Yeah.
Jack them up.
Well, and then
that's kind of cool, though.
That moves to remember.
I think so.
It would just be monotonous. That's the, like,
what do you do on jack up houses?
I mean, I'm gonna go jack up your house.
Even with a surgeon, unless you only do one particular type of surgery, like, it's got to be kind of boring. I mean, it's just got to be like, here
we
go.
You can't just walk away. I mean, I always wondered, because I know people that have been on the table for a long time. How do you go to the bathroom? And who takes over?
They take breaks, and you can't have food in there. Like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that makes sense. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know an actual surgeon. And
a piece of pizza.
It can't, if they have to eat or whatever, they just, like, it's like a 6-man tag in wrestling. They tag somebody in, and they glove up and all.
If it's serious, would you want to tag in your plan B, or would you rather have the major surgeon there? I would.
You said plan B. We know what kind of surgery this is now.
Yeah, I know.
You're gonna get protested on the way out.
Get one cut out.
But you don't. I mean, you don't know.
I don't. You're right. So anyway, that then led to the because it's like with this job, we come in, we don't know what kind of mood Fat Boy's going to be in. We don't know what kind of mood I'm going to be in. Paige, you listening when you call in or you text in with your mean obscenities and stuff. And then it's a blank canvas. And when I say blank, you know what word I mean. But then if you have that job where, I was going to say, even like a safety patrol guard or whatever, like, you still don't know. You might have a wild one drive through and not realize it's a four-way.
Kid that won't cross or goes the other way.
Or he's too fat to cross. He takes his time. Or he's, you know, real, you know, cross-eyed and he's in the wrong school in the first place.
He's walking like catty corner.
Yeah, or you got to break up a kid fight. That'd be...
You know what? That would be scary to do, would it not?
At the bus stop? Have you ever seen those bus stop fights?
Yes, I've been in some.
Yes.
But, like, to have to break up a kid fight, because you might get slugged, and then at the last minute, you might draw back and say, you 12-year-old.
You might get slugged, or your slug might get tugged.
You never know. The gooch might be there.
When you're good at a boring job, that's when you start developing the hacks, you know, to make it go by a little quicker. That's how we did with cable, at least. Cable's not a hard job. It sucks, and it gets tenuous, tedious. You know, the tasks add up. But in theory, it's a simple job. Mm. So, you know, when you ride around at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, all you Spectrum guys, you turn those radios off, those pagers, those two ways. You don't get any work. You don't help anybody out. You're like, this is coast. It's 5 o'clock. We'll ride on to the house.
Well.
You just sweep tech and fix it. He's got a bucket. He don't have to break out a ladder.
We're going to lose it if we don't stay with it. And then I said, laying foundations, that's also going to be very hard. And then it reminded me of the movie Masterminds, which was filmed partly in North Carolina with Zach Galifianakis and many others. That one guy that I can't... God, he's very well known. Blonde. Get that laugh I hate.
Well, I got to quit doing this. But it's fun doing this.
Okay, Madman Match Game. Why do you have to quit doing it?
I don't want to admit this.
What, it's early signs of dementia?
Well, no, I remember a lot, but, like, I don't always want to, like, jump in and you know, like, jog your memory, but I do remember a lot of it.
You don't like jogging anything.
It's fun. It's fun to see you kind of ride the little one, work it out.
Okay, so he has a brother. He had drug issues several years ago, quit doing movies, and then I think he returned to cinema.
He was in an AT&T commercial, fat, then came back skinny to do movies again.
Oh, so you know who it is?
Yeah.
Okay, what's
his
name?
That's impressive.
I'm wanting to say Paul Rudd, but that ain't right. That's
no.
He's got a brother. His brother's brunette, which is weird. We never say that dudes are brunette. They're just brown-headed.
Brown-headed
are they
dudes.
Just brune because et used to be a suffix to mean feminine?
You know, he has the same first name as a former wrestling legend that he kind of looks like. Same hair Flair? Color?
No. Orn.
Oh, you're close.
Orn.
Oh, you're real close.
Gosh, I'm not playing the
think about the dungeon.
The Dungeon of Doom. Kevin Sullivan.
Up in Calgary. Not that one.
Oh,
not the Taskmaster.
Brett.
Oh, his brother.
Owen. Oh. Owen Wilson.
Hey, there you go.
Hey. Look at me.
Wish I had a sticker. Put it on your bill, your cap.
What, that tells me to drive slow when I'm playing outside?
I put a gold star sticker like on your cap. Like all the beef people would buy them before they mismanaged the company and went out of business.
So anyway, they have a trailer. It's a big double wide, but it's on the side of a cliff. So on one side of it, it's like literally sitting on what would be like 30 cinder blocks. And Footy. That's the foundation of the house. And then that led to, I said, I feel like that movie inspired the Gemstones because they're real like redneck people who get money and then go absurd with it. Like they get a Kia and they put it on monster truck tires.
Yeah.
Spend all this so crazy good. Money. It reminded me of that.
Monster truck.
And then Paige says, if I may, Paige, I didn't see the last season of Righteous. Is it over yet?
Yeah.
And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, we've talked about that 50 times on this show.
No, I didn't know if it was the last one ever. If
we it's
if they
what?
Because I did
a lot.
I honestly turned off at the very end of it. Where they were on, you know, I don't want to give it away, but I didn't like it.
I did that with The Sopranos. When my TV screwed up for a little bit at the end, and my TV just went like blank. So I just turned my TV off because I was just going to reboot my TV, and I never went back and watched
that it.
So don't tell me.
Well, just looking back is the perfect ending. Then I said last season of Gemstones
was
like a
mismatch.
Yeah, like a Thanksgiving meal you get of like bottom parts of foods that nobody likes.
And then I said that reminded me of one time when I went, I door dashed from a particular restaurant that rhymes with Smacker Barrel.
Oh.
Wow. Some people call the Honky Bucket.
Couldn't think of what that would be.
And the food, they didn't put the sides in individual containers. It was all goulashed in together. And yes, that's going to be in my tummy like that, but I don't want to introduce it to my stomach that way.
You said it in a better way that you can't say on here.
I can't say it that way. No. Had some colorful words with.
Oof.
And
rhymes with spit.
And then I said, wow. Like, for instance, and this is where Fat
so
Boy
clever.
Interjected himself. I was just talking to Paige.
Ew.
I said, Paige, it's like when you order the cinnamon apples and they're touching your chicken and dumplings. Mm-mm. I said, I love both of those, but not together. And then Fat Boy said, we're doing a recreation right now. This is fun.
I said, you waste money on that?
And then I said, don't get me started about chicken and dumplings, and I called him a bad word.
I said, what a big waste of money when you go anywhere
I don't like
and order chicken and dumplings.
My sauces to marry on a plate either. You know, you want to keep your...
Especially if they're two dude sauces. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Love the show. I hate equality more.
That's why I don't like sweet and sour chicken, guys. Like, I like sour because I'm a man, and that sweet stuff is gay. It's messing up my pheromones and my hormones, and next thing you know... what?
Guys, my favorite thing to do is listen to your show up under that big rebel flag on 85.
Under my excavator. Or inside of it, in the cab.
That's my ex. I put a chair up under.
Oof.
And I sit and listen.
So then we break down what chicken and dumplings are, and by proxy, Fat Boy might win if this were an argument of merit or value. But, I mean, it is like 1.5, 2 biscuits. In a lot of gravy with some, you know, chicken inside.
It's just on my list of waste of money when you go out somewhere to eat. With hot dogs.
It's like one of those things that are, if you get a good dumpling, like someone who knows how to prepare it, it's heaven.
Like if you go to this.
That cracker down there knows.
But if you get a bad one, you'll never go back.
Like if you go see those crackers, you know, and you get a vegetable plate, like it's kind of a waste of money too. Like, where's the meat?
Well, I mean,
get a vegetable plate for.
You can get vegetables anywhere, right?
I eat vegetables 2 days in a row every week.
No, this is great.
And you know what it does to me. So imagine the people who. That's one thing I've wanted, and I'll do it now. Screw it. Vegetarians, you must tear the toilet up. I mean, your farts are the worst. You know, you And also, here's a side question. Paige, do women's urine smell when you eat asparagus?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I have to cook some, too. You keep reminding me.
Oh.
I'm going to bring some, man.
What, urine?
Yeah. No.
She sells it on Craigslist.
I'll eat the asparagus while you pee. Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
It's good. I don't know how. I think I'm going to put it in the oven somehow.
But it's just like the days in here that I'm a little gassier, you know, when I'm blaming the chair and it's really not. It's because of the vegetables.
I love vegetables. But I feel like, you know, without the meat, it's just ancillary.
Maybe. It's like eating toast with no jelly or butter or anything. You're just eating dry toast. What are you, Elwood Blues?
What are you putting? Are you steaming them, or how are you preparing those vegetables? Maybe it's the sauce.
You know, God shouldn't have made pins sharp on the end because it's literally giving me a weapon. And every time you ask me something over and over again.
I'm just saying.
Over and over again. Over and over again. I just want to go Lizzie Borden on your ass.
You know the first thing I thought of immediately when we talked about Cracker Barrel? The video that, you know, Jesse James Dupree and Robert Patrick are good buddies. They ride together. Talk about the T-1000 from Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about Peacemaker's daddy. And Doggett from X-Files.
I saw him in Knoxville that day, and I couldn't remember his name, and I didn't want to go up and say, what's up, Peacemaker? You know, I didn't want to do that.
Your brother was in Nine Inch Nails.
I, like, certainly recognized him, and it's, oh, yeah, what's up, Cyborg? You know,
that's
I couldn't
awesome.
Remember his real name.
They went to a Cracker Barrel on Memorial Day, and then they couldn't get a seat because it was like a half-hour wait. And I'm thinking, wouldn't you notice the freaking T-1000 and give up your two-seater?
No.
For him and the greatest Southern frontman of all times, Jesse James Dupree.
Still got to put your name.
First off, you of all people know you would never do that unless it was like Danny Ford. And then
I did clear the way for Coach Ford to get right to the Ingles Deli in Clemson a few weeks ago.
Tell him to pull up a chair at the end and sit there and eat with you and your wife.
I kick people off the table.
But Paige, yes, and maybe you were doing that for those listening right now, and I get it. Roasted in the oven with olive oil and lemon juice.
Yeah.
Exclusively. That's it.
Oh, she's getting horned up, though, if you talk about cooking.
No, I mean, maybe you should just steep them in water.
I don't like them that way.
You know what you just did? You did the equivalent of watching an adult video and just went straight to the end first.
Cut it off.
Like I've already seen the mess now.
I made him take a cold shower is what I did.
Let's put vegetables in water.
No, but like what I'm doing is working. And plus, boiling them, it's like making hot dogs that way. It's just not good.
It's like we saw the restaurant on TV. They were boiling their hot dogs, and I'm like, I love this place, and I can never go back.
Shouldn't do that. Shouldn't do it.
How about when somebody passes away, the restaurant maybe should, you know, die with them in certain cases?
Well, that we wouldn't have Kentucky Fried Chicken.
The colonel was like, yeah, somebody's got to take it over, man. Keep my chicken recipe going.
He wasn't Foghorn Leghorn.
He was dressed like him, didn't he?
A guy with the first name of Harlan, which is awesome.
I just went Hanky Mack into KFC and like made him Colonel Sanders.
I mean, he like...
Cook my chicken, man.
Find that AI filter where we can take either real news clips, video clips of Henry McMaster, our great governor of South Carolina, and then make it into a cartoon of Foghorn Leghorn with his just regular speech, or vice versa. I want you to take Foghorn Leghorn and then make him look like animated Henry McMaster.
Oh, Lord.
To that person that's making the videos or the AI pictures of us on Instagram. Yeah. See if you can work that in. I don't know if you can do video or not. That's creepy.
I made it a point.
Not what you're doing is creepy, but that would be creepy.
I made it a point to watch Hanky Mack when he signed the revenge porn bill into law a couple weeks ago. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
I'm like, he's going to say it. He never said it. I wanted to hear him say, revenge porn.
Well,
the revenge porn bill.
Porn, the word porn itself, and I know this because I used to be in the industry. I owned a dildo company. And also, you know, the majority of them sold were just your basics. They were...
Oh, the boyfriend size, they call
yeah,
them.
Just the regular... No, I mean...
You know where those are going. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, porn is just
holding
like...
Patterns.
That's slang. Like they, but the fact that there's a law that has the word porn in it.
I wasn't allowed to say that word.
Porn?
Yeah, that was a dirty word.
I wasn't allowed to say the real word for...
We had to call them butt blinking vids.
Rifling one off. Like the real word for it, I couldn't say. Like, I couldn't even describe. I couldn't even.
You can do the hand?
Nephew. No.
Like, nephew?
No. You better be talking about a shake weight, boy.
My God. Don't say Jay Owen.
I would be uncomfortable discussing that with family member.
If it just came up like, hey, this never happened, but hey, the neighbor came over and said he had to register as a sex offender. What'd he do? Well, I think he got caught. Here's a better one. Matthew, what happened to Pee Wee Herman? Mommy was doing something in a theater. Well, what was he doing? Screaming fire?
Oh, Lord.
No, Mom. He wasn't doing that.
Remember the doing that thing we can't talk about.
There was a joke, though, about him shooting someone in the back of the head, but it had nothing to do with Lincoln.
Remember the SNL bit with Forte? He was, he said, it's my Halloween costume. I'm dressed as a sex offender, and this paper you got to sign is part of the costume. He looked just like a child molester. Yeah.
He was a real one. He just went and told everybody on Halloween, which is kind of smart.
That's how you find out how smart the parents are, when you try to use the euphemisms and they still catch on. Like if you said pulling the pud and stuff, Matthew.
Oh, yes.
I know what you mean.
Any kind of derivative of. Like, what was the song? It's not another version of Mat Man Magic. Shock the Monkey. Remember that song? She thought,
Cold Chamber?
She thought that was like Spank the Monkey.
I never liked that one.
I never said that either. I only say the one. I say one on the radio. I don't ever say in real life. Like, you know, I can't say what I say in real life.
Yeah, I can't say Yogurt Slinger.
Like if, you know, like take Steve Martin's greatest movie and then the opposite of Own. There you go. I got to spell it out for y'all. My Lord.
Yeah, people try to, well, he's talking about Leap of Faith or what's he talking about?
Leap of Faith off? What?
Is he talking about Father of the Bride? What is he talking about, man?
That's the one I was trying to think of. I see the movie cover. I can't think of the name of the movie. Anyway, what the hell have you been up to? Oh, it's time to go now. All right.
Yeah, dang it, man. This is going straight through. I don't feel like taking a break. And I got little notes here that I haven't gotten to. Little bitty notes.
Little post-its.
Well, I got this scrap paper, they call it. Right near my huffing.
I'm glad you say scrap.
Huffing station.
A scratch paper person that says that. I can't say it.
Scrap.
Take a big hit.
Oh, 70% alcohol. My ass is like 85.
Take a swig of it.
Oh, look how thick it is, though. Most of it's in my nose.
Those of you new to our area, do y'all take swigs up north? All right, what do you call that?
What do you tell you? Don't say swallow. We took a swallow of the absinthe. How you doing?
You took a swaller. Swigs and swallows.
Took a swig of liquor. That's one word, by the way.
I like that hand sanitizer.
It is.
Swig of liquor.
It is. It's the latest.
Ball of liquor, swig of liquor.
Ball of liquor from North Carolina. I got a jar of some of popcorn's last moonshine.
Oh, my God. You and about 3 million other people.
So Best Damn Audio today. That'll be coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
yeah, this might be the best one.
It's going to be one of the shorter ones, just because the clips aren't as long, but God, yes. Funny.
I got a furniture store for all people. We love commercials.
Yeah.
You sound like Trump talking.
We love them. We love spots.
We love the commercials. It's keeping our economy propped up.
We're like a big wall of spots. They call it in the business.
By the way, that economy is looking nice. Paige.
Yes, sir.
What are you working on in the plot?
There was a disruption at the Diddy trial yesterday. I'll tell you all about that outburst. Also, I'm going to tell you why Gibson Guitars, they're teaming up with a director for something called Lost to the Future. And we'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
You talk about the Punisher? Is the Punisher at the Diddy trial wilding out? Mm-hmm. That's the prostitute, the Punisher.
The Punisher?
That's the male prostitute Diddy would hire, too.
Oh, God. Does she have a skull tattooed on her boobs?
Let me see if I can say this without saying it.
Probably not.
Kiss her in her south.
Oh, boy.
Oh, kiss in her south. It rhymes with words. He wanted to kiss in her south.
Okay, yeah. I got you.
What is it? He made like $4,000 or $5,000 each time for doing it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My God.
I thought we had the greatest job in the world.
Really? You did?
Well, for, you know, until I got here.
For a sixth of the day. It's the, it's the best sixth of the day of your life. Uh-huh. All right. Headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige. And headlines today is brought to us by Gosling Electric. So I don't know if you're watching the trial of Sean Diddy Combs.
You can't.
Yeah.
This has been the disappointment of the year. Because it's a federal court trial, so you can't have cameras in a federal court. But
they didn't sign the deal with Netflix the way Johnny Depp and Amber Heard did.
So you're supposed to follow it by court drawings and daily recaps? I'm like, this ain't good.
Literally, it's like... freaking Plato's Cave. Is it Plato's Cave? Or Plato's Closet? Whichever one we were watching the world happen on the cave walls.
I think that was the Swingers Club in New York City.
Well, Plato's Closet's where women sell their old clothes.
Well, if you haven't been following, I'll clue you in on what's been happening. It continued yesterday in Manhattan, and there were two more witnesses, including a hotel security guard who was paid $100,000 by Diddy for a copy of the surveillance video showing him beating Cassie Ventura. So that happened. And then also there was a little shout out. A heckler was kicked out of the trial yesterday, and it was a big outburst by a female heckler who had to be escorted out. She yelled, quote, "These mother blankers are laughing at you. You're laughing at a black man's legacy."
So how do you get... How does it work with ticketing? Do they even have tickets to a trial? That's weird to even ask.
I
doubt you can just show up and just walk in.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They had some sort of lottery for Susan Smith that you can, well, for the reporters to get in, they pull names.
Oh, but that was national too, right? So that, like, you wouldn't really have a shot at getting in because.
Yeah, reporters around here did.
Really?
Yeah.
Even with national people coming down for it?
Say, Sally Jesse was here, Oprah was here, yeah. Jenny Jones, Maury.
The same thing for an execution. People, you know, obviously you're never.
Craig Kilborn.
They want you to be there, but you don't want to be the one that's picked if your name gets thrown in the mix. You're like, please leave me out of that. I don't want to see it. I don't want to witness
Tom Snyder.
Oh, man, I love Tom Snyder. He was great. I just want, because Mace talked about going. So I wonder if he could just show up and just walk in. Or, I mean, that's the.
Well, if you're a lot of times. Harlem Gigolo. You have, if you're within the media, you can't sit in the courtroom because you're a distraction. And they'll make you sit in a room where the window is looking. You can film through a window.
I kind of. That's like those. When you see everybody in Russia,
they it's put like glory the hole court.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect. That's a perfect name for it.
Because you can't have the camera sitting in the.
That's all Russia is. Glory hole court.
Yeah.
That when they had Victor Boot, when we traded him for Griner, they might have got the better end of that deal.
You think?
We traded like, you know, the most famous arms dealer ever for a basketball player.
For not, yeah, like.
he was behind the thing, glory hole court.
So Diddy is facing five criminal counts. One count is for racketeering and conspiracy. Two counts for sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion, and also two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
If you're Diddy, and let's say by some chance you're guilty, and you get pardoned, let's say that just happens, what do you think? Like, oh my God, I'm untouchable. Do you, like, retreat, like, okay, I'm going to straighten my life out? Or do you got to go harder the next time?
Well, they're probably round two. With, if he's convicted, and he's obviously pled not guilty, but if he's convicted, he could face life in prison for some of these.
If you're Trump, would you do it just to be a fly in the ointment? Just to pardon him and just. I mean, look, you're not going to catch any more hell than you have over previous pardons anyway. Or anything else.
I don't know.
I don't know how close they are, what their connection is. You know, we didn't know about Trump and Epstein until after that had come out and people finally started figuring out who he was.
Yeah.
So what if they're really close? I'm just saying, it wouldn't surprise me if it happened.
I don't think, I mean, no, I don't think he'll do that.
Like, you don't have to give a reason. You can just do it, right?
But I think one of the bigger things here is that, like, the. And stuff we said before, like the security guard got paid $100,000, and then so that guy is guilty of a crime. Like everybody that was there in some capacity is guilty of a crime. I am serious.
But like, did they offer him immunity? I guess to testify. Well, they have to.
Like, does he have to give Diddy the $100,000 back? Like, did I'm gonna say Shadow Stevens? Why is he on my mind so much? The lady porn star that Trump banked.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels.
Honey Wilder.
Did she have to give the money back to Trump after she didn't hush up? After she hushed and then opened up again? She's known for that, by the way.
It came from Cohen, right? Like,
okay.
Didn't, like, you know, technically come from him?
Right. But still, though, like.
Cohen?
It's.
I wouldn't give it back. Look, I don't want to go through all this if I got to give it back.
Well, I know, but you wouldn't have done it to start with. That's so, where I can say this in any analogy you use. Like, no, I wouldn't have done it.
As far as I know about the hotel security guard, Eddie Garcia, he doesn't work for the hotel anymore.
But okay, so they must have found out before this.
I don't know the whole thing of, when they were subpoenaed, I'm sure the hotel got the footage. I don't think he can delete it.
Well, you said it. He said he got a copy of it.
Yeah.
So, meaning there's another one, Summers.
Which that was an accusation of Diddy. He would go around to various, you know, businesses and whatever, getting tapes, paying people off.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I can't say I wouldn't have sold it to him if I were that guy. That's a lot of money. If he's like, hey, sell me that tape.
How much money did he get?
150, right? Now, if 100. I'm like, okay, look, okay, even 100. Okay, oh, I'll sell you. I'll sell you the tape. You know how these works with copies and backups and like, here's a copy, but I can't guarantee you this is going
to
get wiped.
But you wouldn't go to the authorities after seeing that?
Yeah, but I'd still take the money.
I don't know who the witnesses were.
I'd give him a blank tape.
Yeah, and take the money.
Yeah, he wouldn't know how to play it anyway. He didn't know how to buy his own drugs or his baby oils.
Well, he's just lazy. Yeah. Snoop Dogg knows how to roll a blunt, but he pays somebody to do it.
That's weird. Get you a J.O.B. machine. Do it that way, like the Rednecks used to do back in the 90s.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the things that sold him in Adam and Eve.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
Holding pattern.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys.
Those are the worst when they like the battery goes dead right at the end. You ever had dildo like that, Paige?
I thought I don't even want to get into this story.
Like if you're at the Comedy Zone. You ever have a dildo die?
Well, just like right, because like back in the day, like they had cords on them.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
and the doctors right. used them.
Could you imagine if you were using one with a cord and you just happened to fall in the bathtub? Oh my God.
No, well, they don't work with it plugged in.
You'd Lucy electrocuted.
Yeah, you would.
It's a similar setup to the Mitch Hedberg joke where, you know, the escalator temporarily becomes stairs. Sorry for your convenience.
The escalator. Thank you, Paige. That was both enlightening and entertaining. Fatboy, what is up in freaking sports?
We've got probably the worst teammate ever. The judge said, even though he did this, I'm not going to charge him. Talk about high school sports.
Huh.
This is sadly something that probably...
Football?
Nope, baseball. Sadly, something that probably happens more than we think it does. And if you've done this or your kid's done it, let us know. After we tell you what it is.
Use pine tar on the ball. On the bat. The pine tar too high on the bat.
They'd wish it was pine tar.
You wrote F-face on your kid's barrel knob.
Oh, no.
What? The bat page. You might just spew coffee everywhere.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, real quick. The Dodgers retired the numbers of Jackie Robinson, which is retired by Major League Baseball.
Number 42.
Yep. Once a year, everybody wears it. Sandy Koufax, who's still with us but won't talk to anybody.
What?
For some weird reason. I don't know. Like, he don't want to talk to people.
He's kind of a hermit in a way.
I get that.
He's got his own shell.
He's done with people.
And number 39, Roy Campanella.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Yeah. He got retired, too.
Oh.
Well, he was in a car accident and got paralyzed.
God bless him.
They'd take him to the... It's kind of a... you know, it's not nice, but you get a little chuckle out of it. They pushed him out on the wheelchair onto the field. I think it was at Ebbets still. Or maybe they'd already moved. But anyway, they didn't think about, like, getting it off the field.
No.
It was kind of, you know, this was the early 60s, I guess, so they didn't really think about... I think it was really only like 1988 and on they really started caring about handicapped people.
Now he would have had a Jazzy Rascal.
Right, yes. He would. A drone would bring him in and set him down on the pitcher's mound, yeah. He was a catcher, oddly enough. Fat Boy's a pitcher.
Let's, thank you. That was a sloppy bottom in the last two scenarios.
Oops.
Let's
stick. You know, it's easier when there are two guys on this show outside of me. Damn it.
Let's stick with baseball when we go to this this high school baseball story. This was in New Mexico. I knew somebody that moved to New Mexico. Don't understand why.
I don't understand why we're not calling it New America yet.
It's just a bunch of dirt, right? There's no grass out there.
The desert's beautiful.
That clearly, like some sunsets. Meteorite or something, hit it long time ago and just killed it all.
Maybe I just have romantic notions because we weren't there in New Mexico for very long.
Yeah, it's like Arkansas.
Just for one night. Oh,
the majority of Arkansas, kind of garbage.
Really?
Yeah, to get to Little Rock, I guess, is okay, but everything else is like a...
Like, well, I've never been there. I have no, like, image of Arkansas in my... I see a big boar with big teeth sticking out.
I see old Coach Nolan. Nolan Richardson, which I believe passed away. I don't think he's no longer...
Oh, for real? You don't think he's no longer?
This baseball player in New Mexico, he was at... it was Rio Rancho High School in La Sueva.
Good Lord.
The principal of La Sueva High School had to send a letter to the family saying that a Rio Rancho student, a baseball player, admitted to urinating in the water jug that the opposing players and coaches drank from.
Oh.
That is just vile.
And they said, though he did this, he will not be charged with anything.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a because it happened too long ago.
The water's kind of wangy.
Was it hard to prove because it was
hot dog water?
They recommended that he face 15 counts of battery because I guess there were 15 players and coaches.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that boy had to go a lot that day.
Makes you think you got, never mind.
Actually, I do have an answer for you. I didn't know I could scroll
down. Guys, when did we get Gatorade?
Yeah.
I didn't know I could scroll down and read. So,
usually we're locked out on subscriptions.
Wow.
There are no statutes in the state of New Mexico that make it illegal to interfere with somebody's food.
What the hell?
Dumb. Or to unlawfully touch it.
Man.
I told you it's a backwards-ass state.
Hey, that's a good example of it.
Then you don't have grass. If you don't have grass, I'm going to assume something's up.
Yeah.
So you can just tamper with anything? There's nothing.
Yeah, evidently you can.
Gosh.
You can throw somebody's eating a meatball sub. You can slide a hot loaf in there. Try to trick them. Before you know it, they're eating a dookie sandwich.
Oh, no.
You ain't going to jail.
Oh.
Like Ma did.
We're out on that.
Ma did that. Ma fed Opie's daughter a pie full of doo-doo.
I love that movie, Ma.
Doo-doo pie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember her. Octavia Spencer.
Okay. I like how they were so mean to Ma in the movie, Ma.
How did I spew that out so quick?
Well, she is a famous actress.
Oh, I know, but usually I just affectionately call her Ma.
I like how they make fun of her in that movie. F you, Ma. You know, that's the whole... premise of the movie, she's, you know, mad at people. You know, she's been mistreated her whole life. She kills everybody.
Well, you're giving away every last morsel of it. Of course, I just told you who ate the doo-doo pie. It was Opie's daughter. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bryce Dallas.
I don't even remember what movie that was, the doo-doo pie.
Help. What?
It might have been. I never saw it. It didn't look good. I'm like,
That's
so good.
You like don't watch it by yourself because then like your wife will think you're gay or like, or she'll be like, wow, he lost the remote or something. But it's
like the other movie.
Like I watched that movie with my mom.
Well, you spend time.
I watched
together.
It with my mom too. Actually, it was great.
Wow. That makes me feel wild.
The other movie where the three women do math for NASA, I'm like, that's going to suck too. Like, who cares?
Oh, that's a good movie.
Brady 80? 80 for Brady.
That's where
they go to the Patriots game.
Was it a real story, those women?
Yeah.
They were like...
We've had old lady astronauts. Astronauts?
No, they're mathematicians or whatever.
They're you know, looking
it looks
at...
It stupid. Cookie was in it from Empire.
A math, you know, to see if they can travel in space.
Yeah, I'm like, so who cares? Women doing math in a movie. Oh, let me run into my thing.
When are we going to get the Tuskegee Air women? That's what I'd like to know. Thank you. All right. Did you close up
They'd
sports?
Ban it anyway. Act like it didn't happen. Was it Trump that did that? Who did that? Somebody banned it.
Or
they removed the Tuskegee.
Why?
Something with the recognition they removed. I'm going to have to look into
it. Of the airmen?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A few weeks ago.
Well.
Oh, it was some kind of commemoration of the holiday or whatever they got. I have to look it up and see.
Oh.
Something big happened. Something big and racist. That's all I know.
Big and racist.
And I was offended by it when it happened.
Oh, I usually guess your name when that's asked to me. Oh,
why are you looking at the page?
Oh, please.
See, it was.
I don't need your
If we were playing Uno, I just reversed it.
I don't need
He just
your
wild cards you.
If we were playing that Mexican card game, I just reversed it on you. Draw
me
four.
Come up and bitch slap you, honestly.
Draw four, hombre.
Oh, my God. I never. Holy crap.
What, Mexican card game?
Yeah, I mean, what a interesting, fun way to say that. I never thought about, like, do Mexicans play one?
it's interesting. Really is.
Not just Mexicans, but if you're a Latino, 1-800-774-0093. Seriously, do you play one?
Like, let us know.
And how do you say old maid in Spanish? Your call's next. Good morning.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.